The fate of proposed state building projects at UW-Milwaukee, the Medical College of Wisconsin, and other sites remains unclear as Republican lawmakers blocked the State Building Commission yesterday from recommending more than 80 projects wanted by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Usually, the Building Commission goes along with most or all of the projects recommended in what's known as the governor's capital budget. With that momentum, the legislature's budget committee typically approves the commission's list. But Republicans have been complaining that the record size of Governor Evers' proposal, $2.5 billion, gives them heartburn. So yesterday, the four GOP members of the eight-person building commission offered to send along all of the governor's projects without the commission's endorsement. Evers noted the Republicans in committee meetings Monday and Tuesday had unanimously backed the projects.
So I'm not quite sure what material has changed about these individual items.
Evers, two Democratic lawmakers, and a citizen member of the commission nixed the Republicans' blanket no endorsement proposal. But then for the next 3 hours, the commission took up the roughly 80 projects one by one, and Republicans refused to endorse any. Occasionally, Evers spoke up for a project like the planned new chemistry building at UW-Milwaukee.
I had better chemistry lab conditions in 1969 at Plymouth High School than the kids at UW-Milwaukee have today.
But efforts to change GOP minds fell short. One of the four Republicans, Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam, says the amount Evers wants to borrow for building projects has to shrink.
Trying to move forward a capital budget that invests in our priorities and has a reasonable spending level.
It appears the debate now shifts to the legislature's Joint Finance or Budget Committee, which Republicans control. Many of the projects up for grabs are buildings in the University of Wisconsin system. System President Ray Cross says Joint Finance members will have to juggle the capital budget and Evers's proposed state operating budget.
We need to repair, replace, and maintain our buildings. That's something they all understand. So the question is, how will they go about doing that in the midst of all these other things, as you mentioned?
Construction unions have also been pushing hard for the building projects. Now they may have to push harder. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.